If you're a woman seeking a safe space to hear genuine conversations about faith, family, mental health, and life as a modern day woman, then girl, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Desiree Ofori podcast. Hi, hey, hello. How are you? Welcome back to another episode of the Desiree Ofori podcast, or if you're watching on YouTube, the Desiree Ofori channel. My name is Desiree, obviously, and today we're going to be talking about my social media break, giving you an update. So February 25th was my last day on Instagram and like actually posting and consuming content, and June 11th was my last day on Facebook, again, posting and consuming content on like a normal, regular basis. I have been in both of the apps since my break to check messages and to also, for Instagram, to check messages to see if there was anything important. I haven't really looked around and like check to see what everybody else is doing. I haven't done that. If somebody sends me a link through like text message or something, like, oh, you should check this out, like I'll watch a clip, a video, whatever. And the same thing for TikTok. I've been off of TikTok since February as well, just to see a video, and then I'm pretty much right back off. So I'm not on there consuming content like usual, like I used to do, like scrolling and posting and going on other people's pages and commenting and engaging and doing stories and things like that. I have not been doing that. I originally stopped being on Instagram and TikTok because I just felt like I was being, I never say this word right, inundated. I just felt like it was intrusive. Kind of like how you have intrusive thoughts that just keep coming in and you're like, I can't stop thinking about these things. I want to stop thinking. It just keeps coming. That's how I felt like TikTok especially was becoming for me. And then for Instagram, it was becoming the same way. I was feeling overwhelmed and burnt out because I was posting a lot. I am a content creator, so content creators post a lot. So if it wasn't daily, it was a couple times a day. And then there was the stories, Instagram stories, trying to come up with like, okay, I have to post. What am I going to post today? What am I going to post this week? Everything that I was doing in life became like, everything became content. Like, the saying was, hey, everything is content, record, record, record. So like every little piece of my life felt like I was putting it on display for everybody else. And I just got to a point where I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to feel pressure to video, take pictures of everything that I'm doing. This is not a TV show. I'm not on a reality show. I'm not getting paid to do this. So why am I putting all of this stuff out there? And also when it came to my kids, for a few months, I started pulling back from posting a lot about them because I'm like, they didn't ask to be on these platforms. And just when it comes to like consent, things like that, like I just don't want them to like grow up and be like, my mom put my whole life on social media and everybody knew everything about me before I could even say anything to them, which is what I was feeling about myself. Like people could just easily just check in on you by looking at your platform, looking on your page, checking real quick. Oh, she seemed like she's doing great. Everything is good. And then not check in with you like in a text message or a phone call or, you know, face to face. People just knew so much. And I just got to the place where I wasn't feeling comfortable with people knowing so much about me without me like physically one-on-one, like talking to you and having a dialogue about what was going on in my life and me being able to have a dialogue with what's going on in your life. I also started to feel very like one-sided, that I was just, you know, sharing and telling people things to do without like truly engaging. And then also people weren't really engaging back with me. Like it would be a like or a quick comment, oh, you look cute, whatever. But like I was missing that dialogue piece. So yeah, I've been off. My friend, I went to a birthday party recently. Happy birthday, Gabby. I went to her birthday party and she asked me like, you've been off social media. How has it been? Like, do you feel like you have more time to do things? And I told her, honestly, it doesn't really feel like I have more time to do things. I just feel more free in my brain. My mind feels more at ease. I'm not constantly comparing myself, especially when it came to business. I have a small business, Decalese Art Studio, where I create like abstract pieces and artwork to turn into soul care tools and lifestyle products. And I just felt like I was consuming a lot of like people's success and comparing myself to what they were doing instead of seeing like the back end, like what's really going on behind the scenes. I love on YouTube watching other small business vlogs and videos and seeing how they're doing things. And in that sense, I feel like I get more of a well-rounded idea of what's going on behind the scenes instead of just seeing like, oh, we sold out, or we made this amount of sales, or we're selling out and I have another order. I like the behind the scenes and getting to know what's really going, getting a fuller picture instead of just a quick snapshot, because those quick snapshots were really making me feel bad. Like I'm not doing enough. I'm not measuring enough. And then consuming so much content, it was leaking into my own creativity. And I feel like tainting my creativity as well, because I was trying to do what other people were doing instead of just leaning on to what God was showing me to do. So there's a lot of things that God has told me to do, a lot of products that he's told me to make, a lot of ways that he's told me to do it. But I kept getting caught up in how I was seeing everybody else doing it. So I wanted to give myself a break from that. And I definitely feel that I've been able to do that since being off of social media. The other thing that God showed me this morning was, which I knew I had a problem with, it was the validation piece, wanting to get validation from people. One of my primary love languages, which I don't really have pride in it anymore, is that words of affirmation. I love to get affirmation. I love to hear people's thoughts. I love to get feedback. I love to ask questions. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I consume so much of everybody else's opinion that I don't really lean on and trust my own gut a lot of the times, or trust what the Holy Spirit is showing me to do. I'm always like, I know God has told me this. I know God has showed me this thing that is unique, but I still want to see what everybody else is doing. I still want to do a whole bunch of market research. And then I do a bunch of market research, and then sometimes I chicken out or don't even do anything with the market research. And so God showed me today that this break from social media was not just about clearing my mind, improving my mental health, taking my offline life off of being on social media and then for everybody to see, but it was also about me learning how to truly be satisfied with God's opinion, God's affirmation, God's confirmation, about me and the things that I'm doing, and not being caught up with what other people think or believe that I should be doing. So I'm going to read a little bit. I'm looking down, if you're watching me, I'm looking down at my journal. You might hear the pages in my journal. I wrote this morning and God just like really showed me a big lesson today. I'll just read this section that I wrote. Being off of social media, it's a lesson for me to see how bold I can really be according to how and the level that God has asked me to be. So according to the level of boldness and how he wants me to be bold with whatever it is that he's asked me to do. It's also a lesson of not being in control of the outcome and not needing verbal affirmation or confirmation from people that the message was received well and helpful to their lives. So whatever message that God has given me, that I need to be confident in that, no matter who it reaches and whoever sees it, like it's going to be enough for them, and that I don't need to get the feedback from them. I don't need to see the comments. I don't need to see the likes. I don't need to see the shares, that it was valid, that it was necessary, and that it was received well. I don't need any of that. God wants me to see. You don't need to know. Basically, it's none of your business if it was helpful to somebody or not. It's the only business that it is that you did what I was supposed to do. If I tell you that it was good, then that should be enough. Not other people saying, yeah, girl, that was good. That was a word that really changed my life. That really helped me. Because for me, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, that is fueling my pride. And it's not just a matter of like, yeah, it's good to have feedback and know that what you're doing is impactful. But for me, it was feeding a problem with pride that I have, and that I'm trying to break off of me. I've become addicted to affirmation and confirmation from human beings, and God wants me to learn to be confident in affirmation and confirmations from Him alone. Being off social media limits my easily accessible human validation. My path to validation is being rewired. So instead of me looking for validation from what I said and receiving the comments, receiving the likes, receiving the shares, receiving feedback and even private messages and things like that, God is rewiring how I receive validation and rewiring how I am satisfied with what I put out there. So a couple days ago, I read in 1 Samuel. I'm slowly working my way through the Bible, and I'm finally in 1 Samuel. And in chapter 14, it was a story about how Jonathan, King Saul's son, left the camp and didn't tell anybody. They were about to be in battle with the Philistines, and Jonathan took it upon himself to leave with his attendant, who was his armor bearer, who literally like carried his weapons and things like that. Just the two of them went to find a pocket of Philistines. And when he got there, he said to the armor bearer, "Perhaps the Lord will help us. Nothing can keep the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few." And that's 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 6. And the armor bearer told him, "Do whatever is in your heart, that I will support you whichever way you choose." And God ultimately granted them victory. Him, Jonathan, and his armor bearer alone, they ended up killing 20 soldiers, 20 Philistines in a 1 acre radius. So it's a pretty big space, but like 20 people, they took care of them, and God gave them the victory. That win ultimately helped them win the battle, the Israelites win the battle against the Philistines. The Philistines started to, it's a very interesting story, started to have confusion in the camp. God caused confusion and they started fighting each other. And so they were able to ultimately get the victory. And the thing that stood out to me was that Jonathan didn't ask permission from anybody. He didn't ask for confirmation from anybody that he could do this. He didn't ask for validation, not even from his armor bearer. Like, do you think that we could challenge him? He just told him, like, this is what we're going to do. These are the two signs that I'm looking for. If this happens, then I know that God is with us. If this happens, then I know that God is not with us. And that's all he went on. And so he trusted what God put in his heart, and he went after it and won. By faith and consulting with God alone, he won. He took a sign from God as his confirmation and affirmation that he could complete the task that he set out to do. And it was just him and a faithful armor bearer that did that. I also wrote in my journal that this teaches me I don't need a crowd. I don't need a massive team to fight for the Lord. Like, my new mission is to help women to embrace and live a lifestyle of confidence and bold faith. And the things that I create, whether it's content, whether it's art, whether it's lifestyle products, whether it's devotionals and books, anything that God has placed in me, like, usually, like, what we hear now is like, I need a team in order to do these great big things. Like, if I don't have a team, I can't do much. But God is showing me through this, like, you don't need a whole team. Throughout the Bible, you see, especially in the Old Testament, with a lot of the battles, like, less was always more. And when you have too much, when you have so many people, like, God's like, if you win, you're going to think that it was because of like all of these people that you have. But you always see God like cutting down, like, less is more. And what he's showing me is like, less is more. You don't need a whole huge team right now. I just need you to be obedient and see that I can trust you to do what I've told you to do. And then as things progress, if I need a team, if I need more people, he will bring in the right people to be alongside me in this journey and help me to spread the word, to spread the gospel, to help women to achieve that mission of being confident and having bold faith in God. And so I am just so honored to be on this journey. I'm going to continue it for the longest. I've had the desire to be like completely off social media. I just felt like I've always been someone who wants to do things differently. Like, if everybody's saying you got to do things like this, I've always kind of been that one. Like, I don't really want to do it like that. I want to do it my own way. I want to be different. I want to stand out. And so if the majority is saying, I have to be on social media to be successful, I have to have a team, I have to have this many followers, I have to have this engagement rate, I have to have this many subscribers, I have to have this many downloads on my podcast. If the majority is saying this is what you have to have abundance of these things in order to be successful, I don't want it. I want God to prove that less is more, and that when you trust him and when you do things his way, that's where success is. And that's the type of success I want. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I want to prove y'all wrong. I want to prove to you that I don't need a big following to make impact. God, all I need is God. If I need a team, okay, I got a team. I got Jesus, I've got God, and I got the Holy Spirit. That's my team. That's who I'm working with. And if God allows me to have a couple more ladies with me who want to rally with me and support me, which I feel like I do have two ladies in particular who are like that for me, that's all I need. That's all I need. If I have like a close circle of friends or even family who's like, I believe in you, you've got this. That's all I need. I don't need a whole big amount of, you know, whatever. God can do whatever he wants to do. God could make my content reach who he wants it to reach. And I just know that for a while I've said, like, I believe that God has kept me hidden because there are some things that he wants to build in me. There's some character traits that he wants to build in me. And I feel like I'm getting to that point. I'm finally getting to that place. And if being off of social media is going to help me to do that, then so be it. I'm good. I still have the Facebook group Open Herbal Faith. I have a moderator on there. Edna, thank you so much for keeping the group alive while I'm out. And I'm still doing my monthly group devotionals. So if you want to engage in that way, you want some accountability, which I think is so important to read the Bible every day, to be amongst like-minded women who want to grow in their faith and who are sharing, you know, about like things that are working for them when it comes to, you know, their faith and growing their experience with God, then join us. You can go to decklesartstudio.com/connect, and I will have all the links to the things that you can, ways that you can connect with me. And I will also have it in the description bar of this podcast episode and on YouTube. But, you know, that's where I'm just trying to, you know, less is more. Focusing just on YouTube and the podcast and growing those two platforms, because again, it doesn't, with podcasts it's sweet because all I can see is downloads. I can't see if anybody liked it or not. And so that keeps that pride part small. It keeps it shrunk. It doesn't fuel that like, oh my God, like so-and-so liked it, so-and-so sure. Like I have no idea who's consuming the podcast. For YouTube, it's a little bit different. Like I can see the likes and the views. And if you comment, I can see that, which is nice. It is nice, you know, here and there. But as far as like me becoming so obsessed with like, did anybody comment? Did anybody like, did anybody share that, what do you call it? I don't know how to describe it. Like that just urgency and anxiety and just like obsession that I had with Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. Like it's not there for me really on YouTube. And then that whole pressure of like, I have to post every day. Like now I post a short every once in a blue moon. If I have something to share, I will share it. If I have something to post, I will post it, but I'm not obsessed like I was. And that's what I really want to get away from. I don't want to be obsessed. I don't want to be addicted. I don't want to feel like more is more. I want to know that less is more and that God can do, and that his message that he's sharing with me to get to you is going to reach who it needs to without a huge following. And that if that day comes that the following does come, the subscriber does jump. Like I'm so grateful. Like we're almost at 1300 subscribers now on YouTube, which I'm like, what in the world? But thank you, God. I mean, things have slowed down a bit, but like the more that I speak about God, the more I speak about like the messages that he's given me, the more that I see increase. So I know that I'm on the right path with that. So just thank you everybody who's subscribed. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe, join the family, hit the notification bell, so that you can be notified when I come out again. And if you're able to subscribe on, I think you can on Spotify, follow me on Spotify or our Apple iTunes, go ahead and do so. If you're on the podcast, go ahead and leave a review what you thought about this. Not for me. This is not for me, but for others, so that when they're shopping around, looking at different podcasts and they want to know, what is this about? Is this worth my time? That they can see that it is worth their time and what you were able to get out of it, and to see if this is something that they want to, you know, invest in, invest their time with listening to. So that's it for today. Thank you guys again so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Let me say a prayer really quickly, and then we'll be out of here. God, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for the revelations. Thank you for just how you continue to speak to me and how you continue to help me help others. Thank you for just showing me myself as I ask you to search my heart and show me my ways and to show me the things that I need to change. You do that, and I'm so grateful. And I pray, Lord God, for the woman or even guy who is watching, who is struggling with social media, and for different reasons, it may not even be the same reasons for why I struggle with it, but whatever the reasons are that they struggle with it, I pray, Lord God, that you would reveal to them the true essence of what's really going on, and that you would give them the confidence and boldness to step away, to take a hiatus, to take a fast, and to not put a limit on themselves of how long it has to be or what they have to do while they're gone, but to just really focus in on you and to lean into you and to just trust you that you have everything under control. You have their business under control. You have their platforms under control, that any communication that they feel like they're going to be missing out on, that you would just spark new conversations, new communication in a more healthier way with people, and that that you would just restore to them everything that they have lost, that they have given into social media, that social media has taken from them, that you will restore to them what they have lost, and that you would give them confidence in who you are and who they are within you. Thank you, Lord God, so much for all of these things. And I pray that you would just continue to bless us, protect us, guide us, and that your word will still stand strong as it has all of these many years. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, guys, stay well and be blessed. Bye. Okay, one more thing before you go. If you found any value to this episode, please don't just keep it to yourself, girl. Spread the word. You never know who needs it too. So what you can do is screenshot this episode and post it to social media. Don't forget to tag me at Desiree Ofori. You can share the link with someone special or give us a rating and review on Spotify or Apple iTunes. Like I said, you just never know who else needs this. So thanks so much for your support. And until next time, be blessed.